want to delve into something we began last week. We're going to go further into it now. Affairs of the heart. Well, that's kind of broad. What about affairs that are just flat-out affairs? All right. And you're tied to another, but you have strayed. And now we're talking about you. You're the straying person this week. And now you're back in the fold. But, you know, what happens from this point on? Aha, that's where it gets even more complicated. And it does. There is no easy answer here. But for those that we do have answers-wise, let's bring in the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio. DrJohnB.com, that's the website for the podcast, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I think it's safe to say there are few things that are more difficult to deal with than when someone has been caught or it's come out that a person has had an extramarital affair due to the immense pain experienced by the spouse, and the person's had to recognize that someone's been really unfaithful that they have loved. It's really difficult for the love and trust to return. And the person who has been doing the philandering, has been not honorable in terms of the relationship, has to do certain things, predictable things, in order to really have the marriage come back to any type of semblance of what it was before, certainly initially. And we're looking at absolute termination of an affair with the proof presented as needed, genuine remorse, honesty, answer all the questions over and over and over and over again as necessary. Patience, and even more patience, take a long time, and you must really expect much anger and hurt directed to you. You have to take responsibility. You did it. You have to control your anger. You caused the problems you are having and must deal with the consequences. You have to become an active listener to try to fully understand the emotional hurt and pain you've caused. Now, these are very difficult things for someone to do, and sadly, the result, even if the couple stay together, is often not at that happy and at best a mediocre marriage. So if this has happened to you, and unfortunately it happens a lot, and you were the one who did it, you were the one who strayed, and but you're with a spouse who's willing to work on things, then you're going to have to go through a lot of remorse, a lot of acceptance of anger, frustration, a lot of answering the same question 1,000 times, and really working hard to try to rebuild the trust, the understanding, the caring, and having the love back in the relationship. It's a lot of work. It's very hard, often not successful, but certainly worth all the effort to try to bring things back to where they were, close to that.
I want to follow up on what you just said there, often not successful, with something you said earlier, which is getting back to a semblance, you said, of what we once had. So my question for you is, after all these years, do you ever see enough marriages that get back to become truly happy again, or is some semblance something that's very subjective out there in the eye of the beholder after something like this has occurred? And again, we're saying something like this has occurred and it's revealed and it's out there for basically the other partner to see. So you have to deal with it one way or the other. Do you ever see marriages get back to where you would call them really quite healthy, or is it difficult to say?
It's very hard, Dave, to have a relationship go back when there's been a betrayal, okay? Now, if the marriage was rocky and in trouble and there were issues and they weren't getting along or anything, that would justify it. But at least that would lead to, at least, let's look at this situation. But when you have what appears to be a happy, successful marriage and a person was able to compartmentalize their life and fall in love and spend time with someone or be maintaining an intimate relationship, it's hard because it's very hard for the person to really believe that it won't happen again or to completely get over that feeling. I'm not saying it can't happen because certainly it happens all the time, but it's the level, getting back to where the persons were. It's a very difficult, just being honest with that, because in the back of the mind, there's always that thought, and it can be a difficult, difficult road, and it requires a lot of love and effort on both sides. And the person that did the cheating, the philandering, the having the extramarital affair, it's really hard work because the person is really angry. I mean, you really have to be willing to listen to, and then keep answering questions because the person wants to know everything. So you have to be willing to share. You have to be honest beyond even the question asked of you. You have to go beyond and make sure you're just covering all the information and letting everything out. And it's a hard thing to do, very, very hard for people to do. And a lot of anger, a lot of sleeping in separate rooms, a lot of just difficulties. But I mean, but it can succeed. You can succeed. You can get back together. However, I'm trying to be honest with you, it's very difficult. I see people having a very, very hard time, and maybe never to the same level. But again, you work at it. You want the relationship back. You love the person, and you've just done something wrong. And it's particularly difficult if the relationship was even going on for years or an extended period of time. Like, how could the person have been doing that and being saying they're in love with me, and here they are out doing this? So it's a real quagmire. It's a difficult stew to try to figure out and put together and how to deal with it. It can't work. You don't want to give up. You want to try as best you can. However, it is a lot of work. Right now I'm working with three couples in that situation as we speak, which may not be always typical, but that is the situation right now. And I'm one person in this time of the coronavirus, so you can be sure there's a lot of therapists in the area that are working with persons.
You bet. Is situation. It imperative in your mind that people will, if it, as you say, it is so difficult to get through this to begin with. Is it imperative that you work with a professional counselor or someone who's got some background and training in this? Because it's, as you say, it's a quagmire, it's a minefield, and there are a lot of ways it could go wrong. Even after it's gone wrong here, it could go wrong again. Do you need to work with someone?
Well, I think it can be very helpful, okay? You know, I think therapists obviously are trained to do that. You also have, you know, ministerial staff, people that can be helpful. You can have family members. The main thing is having somebody who can try to interpret and work with the two people. That can be very, very helpful because the anger is so overwhelming, and the defensiveness of the person who's completely wrong, I might add, or doing this and not even trying to work things out, just doing it. And granted, there are 100 different, I understand, situations, but we're generally talking about breaking a trust for what we're talking about today in extramarital, you know, relationship. It's tough because the person, even if they have the remorse and they really feel horrible and they want to work things out, the person doesn't necessarily believe that. The person's really angry, and they really are getting their anger out, and the person has to be willing to go through really an avalanche of what's going to be frustration.
Well, sure.
And that's part of, you know, what happens. And I've worked with people over the years that have said that was the worst experience that they each had during that particular time. Because, you know, you may easily get into an affair, but if you're trying to put back the genie in the bottle, if you're trying to go back in the relationship, it's very, very difficult. And I just am always honest. I say, you know, this is not an easy thing to do, and it can maybe won't get back to 100%, but you want to, if you want this relationship and you love each other and you really want to go forward, you're going to have to go through a lot of crying, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of understanding. And the person who has had the affair is going to have to be willing to be accepting a lot of the fireworks, if you will, from a very hurt, very angry, frustrated person.
Coming back the other way. And it's funny because in pop culture, I mean, I think pop culture tends to focus when it talks about this or when it portrays it on television, film, in music. It's, you know, it's the sexual part of it, which is just one component. But there's a lot. There's a lot of moving parts to those parts, Doc, as you know, and you get into all of them when you're working with the couple, and that's a portion of it. And then you could get into the other part, which is, you know, did you find emotional satisfaction you don't have with me, and what a layer that is to go through. Difficult one. As we take it one step further here, when an affair affects a marriage or partnership here, And what happens here when you're the party that's done the aggrieving to the other? That's where we are this week. And there's, again, a lot to uncover, and that's why we're doing it in more than one segment. This will be where the podcast always reside here very shortly at drjohnb.com. Doc, great having you on. Regional Psychological Services from East Lansing. Till our next visit. Stay safe.
I've always, always enjoy talking to you, my friend. Have a good day.
Thanks, Doc. Dr. John Braccio, 1320 WILS.